concerned about the stories we heard and didn't trust VOM USA to do an honest investigation. We returned to Nigeria twice and spoke to many more witnesses, including employees of VOM Nigeria, widows who had children at the Stevens Center, former Stevens Center students, and several victims. We were given many names of students that Isaac allegedly had sexually abused and heard multiple accounts of him raping girls. Our conversations with employees and leadership of VOM Nigeria confirmed that VOM USA should have known that Zingak was being framed. For all of the money that Zingak allegedly stole, his requisitions were approved and his checks were co-signed. It's also clear that VOM stopped paying Raphael and forced him out of the organization at Isaac's command. We attempted to arrange a meeting with Isaac, but after insisting on receiving the questions in writing, he refused to answer them.
When we raised the issues we found with our contacts at VOM USA, and on a phone call with Jim Dow, the president of VOM USA, they responded with promises that were not fulfilled, conflicting statements, and what appeared to be no real interest in dealing with the situation. After giving them months to respond, we sent the video directly to the VOM USA board. That produced many emails back and forth, but little real resolution or even acknowledgement of what had truly gone on, and how VOM USA had failed to really investigate or act when these issues were raised to them. VOM USA told us that they had defunded Isaac, yet we discovered that when defunding him, they gave him land, buildings, 5 cars, and other property worth well over $100,000. Several weeks ago, we also offered the video to the board members of other national VOMs, as we knew that they were still funding the corrupt VOM Nigeria. Only one asked for the video, but we have reason to believe that the others have seen it as well. And although they have not communicated with us, our contacts have told us that an investigation is underway, and that while it is in progress, all of VOM's funding has been suspended, and Isaac is not allowed to visit the Stevens Center. While defunding VOM Nigeria is good, many issues are still unresolved. Why would they donate property worth well over $100,000 to someone who they had good reason to believe was abusing the people he was supposed to be helping? Why didn't they act years earlier? Why wasn't Isaac removed after the other investigations? Was information intentionally ignored? Why was another man blamed for things that Isaac had done? Will VOM USA bring in outside investigators to discover why they allowed this evil to go on for so long? If this is how they handle accusations of molestation in their organization, how do we know that children aren't being assaulted all over the world on their dime? Especially since their previous history is not good. The previous president committed suicide as he was being accused of sexual molestation, and although an outside investigation was demanded by a board member, VOM never reported having done one. Instead of taking obvious precautions to verify that they are a good witness to Jesus Christ, do they just want a cover-up scandal? Does VOM USA understand their responsibility to participate in bringing Isaac to justice? Are they using their money and influence to protect the widows Isaac is threatening and to report Isaac to the Nigerian authorities? Or are they just trying to make the problem go away? What about the other corruption that is rampant in VOM Nigeria? To stop funding this evil is not sufficient. We believe that VOM USA has a responsibility to right the wrongs that they have participated in through funding. That is what biblical repentance looks like, not just sweeping the situation under the rug. Many Christians support VOM, thinking that they're doing a good work to help martyrs. But what we've seen in Nigeria isn't a good work. Instead of demonstrating the love of Christ to suffering people, VOM Nigeria is creating more suffering. VOM USA needs to work to end this evil in a biblical way. In our extensive communications with Voice of the Martyrs, we have been ignored or delayed at every turn. They have not been open with us, we have been told contradictory information, or information that we know through other means to be untrue, and they have not acknowledged their wrongdoing. We believe we now have no choice but to bring what we have discovered to those who donate to VOM USA. If what you have seen concerns you, please share this video with your pastor, friends, and family, and sign our petition for VOM USA to bring in outside investigators to determine why this evil was allowed to go on for so long.